Breslau became a major center of learning, and Frankl actually founded one of the most important periodicals devoted to the modern scholarship of Judaism and its history. And I stress this because for the first time, we encounter a link and a bond between scholarship, critical scholarship, and rabbinic activity. In other words, rabbinic activity is no longer what the realm of pietists and of theologians. It is now also the realm of people who are digging into the scholarly development of this faith and this nation. Now, both of the above groups, that is to say the Reform and Frankl's group, were vehemently opposed by the rabbinic leadership of traditional Jewish communities. The traditionals were branded with the title Orthodox. This was an allusion to Christian theological stringency, but it ultimately became the commonly accepted name for the traditionalists, or the more traditionalists. Orthodoxy was characterized by a strict adherence to the legal system of the Torah, all of which was considered to have been given by God to Moses. Not only was the written Torah binding, the oral Torah, as it was formulated in the Talmud and in the various codes, was immutable. And even the notions espoused by Zacharias Frankl, that changes can be made in the spirit of halakha, even this was rejected outright. Orthodoxy came to represent a variety of groups, all of them opposed to change in Jewish faith and practice, so that it could include Hasidim, opponents to Hasidut, and even some German rabbis who were willing to accommodate Western culture as a positive factor, so long as it does not impinge on Judaism's ancient and traditional frameworks. A leader of this camp, referred to as Neo-Orthodoxy, was a rabbi of Frankfurt known as Rabbi Samson Raphael Hirsch. And here's a man immersed in European culture and nevertheless very, very stringent in his keeping of halakha. Now, all three of these groupings ultimately made it to the United States. In the case of Orthodoxy and Reform, the ideologies were actually brought by propounders of those beliefs who lived in Europe and then moved to the United States, whereas the conservative movement in the United States, it evolved ideologically out of the approach towards historical Judaism that was formulated by Frankl, but essentially it is an American phenomenon, conservative Judaism. All three groups established rabbinical seminaries in the United States, as well as communal organizations that direct the administrative and the communal functions of the various movements with which they identify. So there is the Reform Seminary in Cincinnati, known as Hebrew Union College, the Jewish Theological Seminary in New York, which belongs to the conservative movement, and Yeshiva University, the Orthodox Seminary and College, also in New York City. Orthodox Judaism in the United States, however, is really a loose definition for a widely diverse community of Jews whose major connection is their total commitment to halakha. But other than that, there are tremendous extremes between rabid anti-Zionists, for instance, to those Orthodox Jews who are committed to supporting the Jewish national movement. Reform rejected halakha, and it rejected some of the most important, at least in other people's eyes, principles of halakha. For instance, defining who is a Jew. Until modern times, a Jew was defined as somebody born to a Jewish mother, the matrilineal system. Reform accepted an approach that even those born to a father who was a Jew should be deemed a Jew. This creates a tremendous rift. The Reform movement at certain stages is willing to condone mixed marriages between Jews and non-Jews. Both Orthodox and conservative cannot accept this. And suddenly we realize that here there is a potential for an ultimate schism. What has prevailed until now? Various outside events. The Holocaust, anti-Semitism, the founding of the State of Israel, has created a certain bond that until now has kept these groups together. But essentially and fundamentally, there is a potential for an ultimate split, and only time will tell.